99.7 FM.
Hello, good afternoon. You're still listening to Joy 99.7 FM and would like to cross over to the ongoing IPAC meeting currently underway at Alisa Hotel.
From the child born today until the last old man standing, we don't have such data. And we must admit that we are doing our best to give each other a perfect data. And that has challenges. We cannot say that we will not have challenges in anything we do. That is not entirely true. So in as much as we want a perfect data, we should be thinking about the APC national data system that we have been proposing all this while. That system captures every information of everyone. And when you turn 18, you don't need the EC to tell you, come and register. A letter will be sent to you to go to the EC's office to register your name automatically. When you turn 18, whether you are a Ghanaian or a foreigner who comes from Ghana or another country, you cannot register if you're a foreigner. But what do we do here? Parties here bring in foreigners to come and register. Parties here bring in minors to come and register, and you expect 100% perfection of a voter register. How is that going to be possible? We are the cause of where we are today, and we must all admit we cannot defeat in the voter register and expect it to be credible the way we want it. So if the EC is giving us something and the MDC is asking a forensic audit into the voter register, there's no problem asking for a forensic audit. But the problem here is that we are only holding a provisional voter register. And that allows for correction, and allows for updates, and that allows us to make suggestions like we are doing now until we get to the final register. It is when we have the final register, then we have problems with it. Of course, we all agree that, yes, we will not go to the election until these problems are resolved. Whether it's coming from the NDC, it's coming from the MPP, it's coming from the APC or any other party. Because we are all part of this game called elections. And we must admit that listening to them today, I'm convinced that they are doing their best. And I'm also convinced that the NDC is convinced that listening to them today, there have been new changes and new development from where it was until today. So I need all of us to know this, that I also want to appeal to the EC. In terms of Pusga, the casual workers we take to help us in every process in electoral committee activities is also another problem. Don't forget, most of these casual workers are either NDC, MPP, APC, or another thing. So when we find a problem like this in Pusga, like Madam Chairperson, it's a human society. If I'm an APC member and I think that a member come and I want to favor, I will favor him. Whether I'm an EC member or not, I will do it. But the point here is that, look at the problem now. We have transfer of vote. 332,000. What is that for? What it means is that some political party were making transfer from where they have strongholds and where they think they have weak or less strongholds and they can win, were transferring huge numbers. Huge numbers. From that place to favor themselves. Are we listening very well? So, this issue that we are facing today is not just an issue of the EC. It's all of us. We have contributed to this. That's the fact of the matter. We have all contributed to where we are. We want a credible voter register, but we feed it with wrong information. We feed the EC with wrong information. Yet we want a credible voter register. How on earth will that happen? are not human beings, they are systems. What you feed it, what it's going to give back to you. It will not give you a different thing. We want to win elections as political leader, and look at our attitude. We want to be president of the Republic of Ghana, yet we are corrupt. Is this the attitude of the people who want to be president of this country? Is this our attitude? Can we be trusted ourselves? I am ashamed of all of us here. Please, your time. Let me finish. Yes, everybody has time. The NDC spoke well. Let me also, I'm also a big party. Then the issue of forensic audit into the IT system. Let me be sincere with my brothers from the NDC. If there is no IT system, there is no voter register. Let's be sincere. If the IT system is not working, there is no way you can get a voter register. So, I will plead. Yes, of course, we all want what is right for us. So let's wait. Mr. IT man, you were here, and you listened to what everybody said. We all want a credible voter register. Because we want, when we win, when the APC win election, don't be war between NDs and MPP. When the MPP wins election, they won't come and say the voter register was not corrupt. They will accept it in this state. If they win this election, they will accept the voter register. They won't come complaining. Am I right? The same way if MPP wins, they will also accept the voter register. So in as much as we want a credible voter register, Madam, well done for giving us a perfect understanding of what you presented today. We are grateful. I am not here to defend any party or support any party. I am here to talk for APC and the Ghanaian people. We are their voice. And we must begin to look at each other and tell us the truth. We are not here for propaganda. We are here to build a nation. We are here to build institutions, strong institutions. And we must all be part of it. I thank you, and I rest my case. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Please remove the mic to the MPP. MPP, LPG will come to you on the next round of questions. MPP, please. We'll end, after the MPP, we'll end this round of questions, then we'll take the response from the IT and the Commission.
Good afternoon, Madam Chairperson. Good afternoon, members of the Commission. Good afternoon, members of the Diplomatic Corps, media, and colleague political party activists. Today is 1st October, and barely 9 years ago, 2015, we were assembled here for the same purpose of getting a credible register for the 2016 elections. This same Alisa Hotel, 9 years ago. And I recall vividly, as a member of the NPP team, that when we had made our presentations about the state of the register, that it was bloated, that it was not fit for purpose, and we were calling for a new register. Our colleagues on the other side said, no, the register is fit for purpose. Allow the Electoral Commission to do its work. Why are you interfering in the affairs of the Electoral Commission? Today, they are playing the catch-up. They are playing the catch-up with the MPP. But I'll go back even before 2016. In 2000, 2008, just before the 2008 elections, NDC made allegations that there were some 13 constituencies in Ashanti region whose register have been bloated. The then commission, headed by Dr. Afarijan, also met IPAC in this same fashion and constituted a committee, one from MPP, one from NDC, and two from the other political parties. MPP nominated Kwabena Ajapong, I remember very well, and NDC nominated Dr. Percy. They went into the matter and they came back to report that it was an error from a computer input. So the allegations were dismissed. I think that we are repeating ourselves the same way. So I am very happy and I commend the Electoral Commission for instituting today's meeting to the full glare of the entire Ghanaian public and our friends from other countries. The call for audit, be it audit or forensic audit, is, and I'm repeating what the NDC said in 2015, in this same venue. Now it is embedded in 91, a copy which is here, as amended by 126. That was what the presentation NDC made 9 years ago. So what has changed? What really has changed with the exhibition and various corrections that can be made on the exhibition, be it omission of names, it can be included, be it wrong spelling. What really is important is what the CI says. For example, the CI says you must be resident in the area for a minimum of 12 months before you can do a transfer. You must be resident in the area or the community or the electoral area for a minimum of 12 months before you can effect a transfer. Only last week in the Kumasi High Court, Magistrate Court, an NDC sponsored transfers were sent packing to go to where they came from in the Kumasi metropolis. A judge ruled that they were not resident in that area. So they are surreptitiously saying things, one thing, and doing the other. Just to court the public support for an election they are going to lose.